Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Very happy to be with you. Thank you so much for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon or evening, wherever you are. Maybe it's a Thursday morning where you are. We've got 2 hours of open forum for you today. Jimmy Akin, our guest, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. Hi, Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Cy Kellett.
But that's not all we're doing. Open forum today.
True.
We also got...
You have said a true thing.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
Uh-huh. You're not lying as much.
No,
that's great.
Way less lying.
What an accomplishment.
Way less lying. And this is the truth as well. We got to raise some money. This is the middle day of our 3-day pledge drive. We come to you each quarter to ask you to fund us for the next quarter. We've got some matches this hour that we'll talk about, but let me give you some numbers. If you'd be willing to call and support Catholic Answers Live right now, 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I want to let you know that yesterday, in the second hour, we met our match. As a matter of fact, we were very grateful. It was a very good first day. So we are... well on our way to meeting our goal, our overall goal of $225,000.
We're a third of the way, which is
perfect.
Which is where we need to be at this time. A third or better, we're at exactly a third, so we need to do another third today.
And to help you, to encourage you along in that, we've got a $15,000 match. A donor has given us that $15,000 and said, if you can match it, you can have it, and you can call and get every dollar matched up to $15,000. But we have that other match, which is for many of you will not just double your money, but triple it. If you are a new monthly donor
a monthly donor, then if you sign up, make a monthly donation, then that will be double matched. So it will effectively be tripled.
Yeah, triple your money. So if you want to make a monthly pledge, say, of $10, it'll be $30 a month for us for the entire year. If you want to do $30, it'll be $90. If you want to do $90, it'll be some even higher number than that, 270.
Yeah. Just think it's easy. It's 3 cubed.
Yeah, exactly.
Times 10.
888-291-8000. I don't want you to feel like we're not going to do our regular job, though, because we only come to you 6 hours out of each quarter, and we only use a little bit of each hour to let you know that we're raising funds. No phones have rung yet here in the building. Our colleagues are waiting by on the phones. So I'll give out the number again, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. That other number I almost gave was the number to call for to ask your question for Jimmy, because it's open forum. Open forum is open to anyone on any kind of question that you've got, whether it's on the Catholic faith, the Catholic sacraments, maybe a moral or philosophical or even a scientific question. We don't care. When Jimmy's here, you can ask whatever you want. That number, I will just give out this once, and then we'll go back to the fundraising number. If you have a question for Jimmy, 888-318-7884. A lot of work to do, Jimmy, to raise one-third of our financing for the next 3 months.
Indeed. And we want to say thank you to some of the folks who have already been able to be helpful to us, who were able to make donations yesterday. These include people, some of them quite sizable. These include people like Charles from Colorado, who donated $1,200. And Andres from California, who donated another $1,200. Thomas from Massachusetts, $1,000. Janice from Ohio, $2,400. And we really appreciate that. We appreciate donations of every size, but because of the scope of the need, if we are going to be fully funded, if we are going to meet our goal, then we will need people who are able to make some larger donations. Either that or lots more people making smaller ones. We'll take it either way.
Either way, right.
But yesterday I mentioned, you know, for some of these larger amounts, it can be needed to consult with a spouse and things like that. So I encouraged people to do that last night and then be ready today and tomorrow to be able to act on what they thought that they were in a position to be able to do. And it doesn't have to be all at once, because if you donate just $84 a month, you know, it's less than $100, but $84 a month would be a $1,000 donation, and that would make you a member of the Catholic Answers President's Club, which has a bunch of benefits, including you get a copy of everything that we publish during the coming year, all the magazines, all the books, all the booklets, all the DVDs, all the things, and you know you want all the things. So that's just $84 a month. Also, if you're able to do $417 a month, that would add up to $5,000 a year, which would put you in the Catholic Answers Founders Circle, which has additional benefits, including being invited to our annual Founders Retreat, which is an occasion where we interact with our founders and are able to show them what we're planning and get their input on the future growth and activities of the ministry.
888-291-8000 is the place to go and make your pledge. I want to especially encourage those who could take up a monthly pledge, whether it's $10, $15, $20, or as Jimmy said, maybe it's one of those $84 a month pledges, or you can do even more than that. It gets tripled up to $115,000. That's an extraordinary thing.
Go ahead.
Just 888-291-8000.
Also, we have some thank you gifts that we'd like to send people at lower levels as well. Si, can you tell us about those?
If you can come in at that $10 per month level, you become a member of Society 315, a new thing that we started this year. It's become very popular. There are hundreds of members now. We may be into the thousands, I don't know, around the world. When you join with your $10 a month pledge, it gets tripled. If you're making that pledge right now, it doesn't if you join not during the pledge drive, but right now it gets tripled. You get the Society 315 t-shirt, you get the car magnet, the Catholic Answers car magnet, and then you get all these exclusives that our development department produces with us, where we do interviews, where we put cameras up when we're doing stuff in the offices here or on retreat, and you can participate. We'd love to have you be a member of Society 315. $10 a month and you're a member. And it's $30 a month to us immediately. If you can go $20 a month, we'd like to put you into Society 315. You get all the benefits of that, but you also get the new book, relatively new book, Pope Peter, Defending the Church's Most Distinctive Doctrine in a Time of Crisis, from our own Joe Heschmeyer, and Scott Hahn's latest book with Dr. Benjamin Weicker, The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture, How the Bible Became a Secular Book. I got to read that one, and it is a beauty. You're going to love it. If you can do $45 a month, or if you want to do it as a one-time donation, that's fine. But $45 a month, it's tripled right now because we have the two matches going at the moment. And you get all that stuff I just mentioned, but you also get a free copy of Jimmy's class for the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics on Bible Difficulties. Bible Difficulties Part 1. You get the DVD set. So you're getting hard copies of all this stuff. You get the DVD set, you get the workbook, share it with the family, enjoy it yourself, Bible Difficulties. That's $45 a month. And then, as Jimmy mentioned, $84 a month would get you into the President's Club in addition, and $417 a month would make you a member of our Founders Circle, an exclusive group.
And I just checked the board, and we've got 22 employees here standing by waiting to take your calls, and three quarters of them are open. So if you call right now, you'll get right through, no wait time, and you'll be able to make your pledge very quickly, and it only takes moments. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000, and light up those phone lines.
888-291-8000. We'll go to the other phone now and put Jimmy to work answering some questions. We'll go to Stefan in Gothenburg.
Ooh, I have a question for Stefan once he's on.
All right. He's listening on Catholic.com. Hang on there. Stefan, you there with us?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Stefan.
So, Stefan, are you in Gothenburg, Sweden?
Yep.
Oh, wow. How cool.
That is
you,
really nice.
You may know this, Stefan, but a lot of our audience will not. So back in the 1700s, there was a guy named Emanuel Swedenborg, and he was kind of a mystic and kind of a heretic. But he was having dinner in 1759, he was having dinner with friends in Gothenburg, and he announced that he was having a psychic vision or impression that a fire had just broken out in Stockholm near his house. And 2 hours later, he announced that it had stopped short of his house. His house was okay. And all this turned out to be true. And the philosopher Immanuel Kant later wrote about this in his philosophical writings.
Did you know all of that, Stefan?
I did know about the Swedenborg and that he had, like, heretical views.
He did.
I didn't know about that he predicted a fire, so to say.
Well, I got to make a recommendation to you, and then you can ask Jimmy your question then. There's a great show on the internet called Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, where you get all kinds of stuff like that. Stefan, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Earlier today, I happened to get in a discussion with someone who was like a perfectionist who believed that you could become perfect in this life. So I was wondering what the church fathers believed about that.
Okay, so because the Gospels record Jesus saying things like, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, there has always been a strand of discussion in Christian history that talks about perfection in this life. And the real issue is, well, when you talk about being perfect, what do you mean? Now, Jesus, I would assume, is talking about being sinlessly perfect. And that's not really an achievable goal for human beings, for fallen human beings in this life. But there are great degrees of holiness that people can achieve by God's grace. And so you will find different kinds of perfectionists. You will find some who think it is possible to become literally sinless in this life. And that is not the case. That is a false view. But you will find others who will say, well, yeah, well, we mean strive for perfection and achieve a perfection in a human way. Kind of like when it says that Joachim and Anne were, or that John the Baptist's father and mother were blameless. You know, it doesn't mean literally sinless, but it does mean that they have a high degree of holiness, and that that's something we can and should strive for by God's grace. And so, if that's what you mean by perfectionism, it would be orthodox. It would be, you know, theologically permissible, although it's not my preferred way to express things because I think it can be misleading to people.
Okay, Stefan.
And those same themes, sorry, Stefan, just to relate it to your original question, those themes are also found in the Church Fathers.
Okay.
All right. Stefan, can I ask you, did you call us one time before or is this your first time?
First time.
Oh, first time. Okay, very good. Well, I hope you'll call again. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, from Sweden all the way to Columbus, Ohio next. But let me just let people know where we are on the pledge drive. I asked him about that because you may remember this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was a good idea on my part, but the last time a guy called from Sweden, I asked him if he was offended by the Swedish chef.
I remember that. I was here for that.
I didn't know
from
if it
the
was,
Muppet Show.
I decided not to do that with Stefan. I've matured since then. I've really grown up.
Although, as I recall, the guy said he was not offended by the Swedish show.
No, he was not offended. Yes. Thanks again, Stefan. It's our pledge drive right now. We are in the second day of our pledge drive. The number to call to make your pledge is 888-291-8000, and almost every line open, which is a little unfortunate given this. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. You call up, you make a pledge, say you could donate $25. Well, our donor is going to match it. It'll become $50 for us. What if you could do $25 a month? Our donor will match it up to $15,000. So that means the entire year is doubled for us, for you, and that money comes to us. And we're very, very grateful for that. To make your pledge, 888-291-8000. There's also another match, however. If you don't currently have a monthly pledge with us and you start one today, you'll get another doubling of that pledge. So you get tripled, basically. Your money will be tripled right now. Say you can make a $10 pledge, it's a $30 pledge to us. A $100 pledge becomes a $300 pledge, 888-291-8000.
And we will need people to contact us because as of right now for that $15,000 match for the first hour, we are only 8% of the way there. And the hour is 25% over, so we are behind. We need, in the next 45 minutes, we need to make up that extra distance. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we're going to keep doing our regular job, and we took a little while to get to step in there, so I'll go back to the phones now to Tim in Columbus, Ohio. But please make those phones ring. All of our colleagues have stopped what they are doing in the other departments, and they're just waiting on their phone for you to call, 888-291-8000. Tim in Columbus, Ohio, you are up next. Tim, we're glad to have you. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is, I have a friend who's against all wars, and he's against the death penalty because it prevents the person from giving them a chance to convert, you know, if they're non-Christian, or, you know, to repent if they are Christian. Mm-hmm. And I know the Catholic Church teaches that if you're in a state of mortal sin, but you have the intent to confess, and you were to somehow die before you had that chance, before you had the opportunity to confess, you would actually still go to heaven. So given that God can see the future and see, like, every which way, like, you know, you can do in your actions, how does that apply to my friend's proposition?
So it applies in several ways. The first one is that people may have, so in order to be reconciled with God without the sacraments, either baptism or confession, you need to have what's called an act of perfect contrition. And the church understands that for people who are innocently unaware of their need for to come to God consciously and embrace His Son Jesus and receive the sacraments, it is possible for them to be saved as long as they otherwise live up to the degree of information they have and the grace that they have received. And so that would suggest that they have an implicit act of perfect contrition. Also, even if they are Christian or are Catholic and need to go to confession, they can also make that act of perfect contrition and be reconciled with God by that means. And then, even beyond those facts, it's possible for God to reach people in ways we can't even perceive in the last moments of their life. So if someone is on a battlefield, they may have already made an act of perfect contrition, or God may reach them in the last moments of their life and enable them to accept His grace. So all of those things are possible. And that does cast a different light on the question of, is it okay to ever terminate someone else's life? The church understands that it is possible. I mean, you can, you know, for example, kill in self-defense if there's no other way to protect your life or the lives of others. So the church would understand that this is something that is not desirable. It is never desirable to have to kill anybody, but it is morally legitimate. And ultimately, it's that person's responsibility. You know, God has given them a life. He's given them the faculties they're using. And if they consistently choose against Him, well, God Himself is not going to make them immortal just to keep them having additional chances. At some point, God will say, this person has had enough chance, and they've just decided that they're not going to accept my grace, and so I'm going to accept that decision. Another thing that your friend is perhaps not taking into account is that actually there are situations like being on death row or going into combat where it focuses the mind on the need to get right with God. And so some people have pointed out that actually, you know, sitting in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block will actually encourage you to repent. And so that's another factor that I think needs to be brought into the equation. Encounters with one's likely mortality of itself is an encouragement to repent.
Okay, Tom.
And that's from the Mikado, so people get closure.
I was going to say a little bit of Gilbert and Sullivan there to conclude. That's pretty good.
Thank you. I wanted to start it closer to the punchline, but I couldn't figure out how to do that. So.
Oh, no, that was good. Our number, by the way, I'm only giving out the number for it. Earlier, I gave out the number to call. We've got plenty of folks on the line for Jimmy. If you want to call and you know the number, you're welcome to get in the line. It's open forum. But it's also our pledge drive day. We're almost to the halfway point of our pledge drive now. We got a long way to go. We have $225,000 to raise. That's what we've been told, that $225,000 funds all the stuff, including just the fantastic. If you know anything about Catholic Answers social media, you know we've got a very fine young man doing great work on social media. We've got Jimmy with producing the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics and coordinating all of that, and it's a full-fledged school now. There's lots of classes and more classes coming. All the stuff we're trying to do, reaching out with this program and with the podcasts and growing the podcasts, and those of you who have listened to him know we have a very fine new apologist in Joe Heschmeyer. So we're growing, and in order to pay for all the stuff that we're trying to do, $225,000 is the quarterly bill. I think you'll agree that is a very reasonable amount to pay for all of that and more that we do. We think it is. We think you get great bang for your buck in most part because the most important thing to do in this world is to help people into that relationship with Jesus, which is a saving relationship, that relationship with him and his church that brings people to heaven. And that's what you're doing when you're helping folks like Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, and Carlo and Trent answer people's questions about the Catholic faith. 888-291-8000 is the number. There are two matches on right now. Double or triple your money, depending on how you give. 888-291-8000.
And I can see that of the 25 employees we have standing on the line, only three of them are currently taking calls. So that means there are 23 lines open for you right now. Wow. So we do need to hear from you. Please light up the phone lines. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And there's no telling who you'll talk to. I can see, for example, that that Carlo Broussard is one of the people taking phones right now. Also, Joe Heschmeyer is taking phones right now. A couple of Catholic Answers apologists. I believe Christopher Check is. Yep. And so there are a bunch of people, some of whose names you will know, that are just waiting to hear from you right now. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Perfect time to pick up the phone and call. We are going to go back to callers' questions shortly. I want to kind of reset a little bit with you about the different levels. So I said there's two matches. It works this way. We have a $15,000 match, which you've probably gotten used to. We have these very generous donors who give us matching money for each hour during our pledge drives. This hour, it's $15,000. It's a lot of money. But if you can make a pledge of $10, $50, $100, whatever you make, it's going to be doubled up to $15,000. But starting on our last pledge drive, we had a donor who said, hey, here's what I'll do. I'll match everything. And I think it was $100,000 last time. Now it's $115,000. Every new monthly pledge that you can get. So anyone who doesn't have a current monthly pledge going calls up and says, I'll pledge $10. I'll double it again. Okay, so you got the $15,000 a match. You pledge $10, it becomes $20, and then this other donor also matches it, it becomes $30. It's an extraordinary time to give. It really has changed things around here at Catholic Answers. We're seeing numbers like we haven't seen before, which means we're going to be able to do things we haven't been able to do before. Please pick up those phones and call 888-291-8000. Here's the different levels. At $10 a month, it's going to be tripled, but you also become a member of Society 315. We send you the Society T-shirt and the bumper sticker. It's a magnet bumper sticker, and you get monthly and sometimes more than once a month reserved content that's just for those who are in the society, that giving society, to participate in. All kinds of great stuff. If you can do $20 a month, we'll add two books, Joe Heschmeyer's Pope Peter and Scott Hahn and Dr. Benjamin Weicker's book, The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture. At $45 a month, we'll throw in Jimmy's course, the newest one, at Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. It's the Bible Difficulties Part 1 course. Teaches you about types of Bible difficulties and right. How to kind of address those.
And I give examples of them, and then as we resolve the difficulties that we discuss in the course, I extract the principles that you can use to apply to other passages to solve even more Bible difficulties.
And if you're one of those people who's like, I'd like the course, but I'd only do it if it came with a workbook, it comes with a workbook, so you get that as well.
And DVDs.
And you get the whole DVD set. I want to mention again, because some folks have been taking advantage of this, I think people are surprised that you can be in the president's Club for $84 a month. I realize that for many of us, $84 a month, way above what we could do. But for those who can do it, $84 a month makes you, in addition to all those other things, and in addition to your donation being tripled right now, it makes you eligible to receive anything we publish in the year that you become a member of the President's Club. You just tell us. You say, I'd like to get the magazine. I want that new book by Jimmy Akin. I want that book by Carlo or Joe or whatever, and we'll send it off to you. That's just $84 a month. 888-291-8000.
And Cy, I've got my eye on the clock, and I can see that we're about to come up on a break. And so that means that whatever you're doing right now, this is a great time to call. We have lots of people open for you. I can see right now we've got more than 15 lines open right now. So give us a call. You won't miss anything. This is the ideal time to call and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. Please help us light up those phones.
And more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin right after this.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live, Open Forum, Jimmy Akin here both hours today. And we got some great calls coming up. Joshua and Fort Bragg, we're coming to you next. And then we'll head out to Austin, Texas, and Maryland, and Fort Worth, and all lots of places. Just want to mention again that we're in the midst, almost to the halfway point of our August pledge drive. It's quarterly. We come to you and ask you to fund operations here at Catholic Answers. You do, and we're so grateful for it. One thing I'll mention again, we mention this sometimes, maybe it'll motivate you a bit, because yesterday there were several people who called and said, you know, I've been listening to it for years, and it finally occurred to me, I think I'm going to give, I'm going to support them.
Yay.
And that's wonderful, and we're very grateful for that. And one of the things that people, I think, are surprised to hear is that it's not a giant pool of people who are supporting us, not millions and millions per tower, it's 16 per tower. So we're on hundreds of towers around the country.
Mm-hmm.
But 16, the average number of people who support us per each radio tower that we're on around the country is 16. So you're part of if you give, you're part of a group of, you know, less than two dozen people, very likely, in your area that's making, and maybe just a dozen.
In hexadecimal, it's like 10.
And if I knew what that meant, I would be amazed at what Jimmy just said.
Well, there are 10 kinds of people in the world, those who understand binary and those who don't.
I'm sure that's true. too. But you get the point. Like, it's not, you know, if you're listening in Cleveland right now.
Let's break hexadecimal. Let's get it up to 17.
Let's break hexadecimal. That's what I was trying to say. See, Jimmy finds a way to say it directly. 888-291-8000, the number 888-291-8000. Let's go to Joshua in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. We're so glad to have you with us. Joshua, go ahead with your question.
Hello, yes. So
Joshua, can you speak directly into the phone and not use speakerphone, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My phone won't let me do anything, like not speakerphone-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's not even a phone. It's like an iPod.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fancy. All right. Well, give us your best. Get as close as you can, please, so that we can hear what you got to say.
Okay. I was reading an article on someone who had transferred rites from the Roman Latin rite to one of the Byzantine rites.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Ruthenian. But so the article, it wasn't like an article, more like a question article type thing, but essentially it was asking, can a Byzantine Catholic use a Greek Orthodox prayer book because there are very limited resources?
And then, is that what you'd like Jimmy to address?
So, I believe so.
Okay.
So, the answer is, well, you can use any kind of prayer book you want as long as it doesn't contain anything contrary to the faith. You don't have to be a Byzantine Catholic to use a given prayer book of this nature. I mean, a Latin Rite Catholic could do the same thing. Now, it won't fulfill the hours of prayer, like it's not the Liturgy of the Hours, unless it's the same in the two rites.
Right.
So if you want to do the Liturgy of the Hours or whatever equivalent there is in a given rite, then you would need to use material that either had been approved in that rite or that was known to be identical to it. But in terms of private devotion, you can use any devotion you want as long as it doesn't contain anything contrary to the faith.
And I'm going to leave it there because we do have to share the fundraising message, Joshua. But thank you very, very much for the question. I hope that it was helpful to you. Lines are lighting up, but I got to say about half are remaining open. So I want to invite people, if maybe you're thinking, oh, I'll wait.
Right now, a third.
Really, a third?
Two-thirds are open.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about, I'll call tomorrow, that kind of thing, today would be great because we got all these lines open now, and they do tend to fill up on the last day. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. If you are new to giving monthly, a monthly pledge, or if I should say it this way, if you don't currently have a monthly
pledge.
There
you go. That's the phrase.
Then it's tripled. Your money's tripled right now. We've only one time have we ever had this happen before. It was the last pledge drive. It's really become kind of a game changer for us, and maybe it will be for you. Maybe you haven't given before, and you're like, I can give $10 a month. And Catholic Answers will get $30 a month from it. Maura in Ohio did that. Thanks, Maura, very, very much. Thomas from Whitman, Massachusetts, he said, I'll just give him $1,000. And now he's a member of the President's Club. So thank you so very, very much. One person, Janice from Ohio, gave $200 a month. That's extraordinary, Janice. But tripled.
That's awesome.
Tripled. Up to $115,000, that gets tripled. So 888-291-8000 is the number. I do want to keep going back to the phones and letting Jimmy answer questions. It's important that we just keep doing the work that we're here to do. But it's also important that we thank folks and that we ask you for your support because we can't do what we do without your support. It's kind of it's one of those things where, you know, we all know that the society we live in is in trouble, and we all know it needs certain things like sharing the gospel, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. But we don't always know how to do it on our own. And one of the ways is to partner with us. You know, like I can't do the things that Jimmy can do. And there's probably some things I can do that Jimmy can't do.
I'm certain.
But we sit here together. We get a lot done. We get a lot of work done sharing the good news. And we just need you to be part of the team. You know, we all know that the need is there. We think that sharing the good news via the radio and the internet and all the other ways that we share the good news is the way to go. It's the way to help people back to sanity. If you agree with that, a perfect time to give. 888-291-8000. Let us go back to the phones, Jimmy. Let's go to Austin in New York. I think I said we're going to Austin, Texas, but I got confused. It's actually Austin in New York, watching on YouTube. Austin, we're glad to have you. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. My question is, do we, in the Eucharist, do we eat the accidents of Christ? And if not, how do you explain the Eucharistic miracles?
Okay, so the phrase accidents of Christ could be understood more than one way. Now, I should point out this is a philosophical term. It is often used in theology. What accidents mean are, in this context, effectively appearances. So, for example, Cykelet.
Yes.
You have...
Gray.
Well, no, I was looking at your eyes.
Oh, okay, blue.
You have blue eyes.
Yeah.
So you're one of the accidents of your eyes is that the irises are blue.
Yes.
And since you've already mentioned it, one of the accidents of your hair is gray, at least in part.
Right.
And so those are appearances. That's what is apparent when you look at Cykelet. There are other understandings of accidents, but relevant here is the appearances sense. Now, when we consume the Eucharist, after transubstantiation occurs, the substance of bread and wine is gone, but the accidents of bread and wine remain. It still appears to be bread and wine, and it would still look that way even if you put it under an electron microscope. So the appearances of bread and wine remain, but now they are over the substance of Christ's body and blood. And so there's a sense in which you could say, well, are these the appearances of bread and wine? Are those the accidents of Christ now since he's there?
Oh, well, I see what you're saying.
Well, we do consume those accidents.
Right.
But, I mean, we receive into our mouth something that looks like bread and wine. But I don't think that is what Austin has in mind. I think Austin has in mind the accidents of Jesus Christ's own body and blood properly conceived.
Right.
Now, Jesus Christ is currently in heaven, and presumably if his body is manifesting in space and you looked at him, you would see his hair color and his eye color and things like that. But there is no church teaching on are we receiving him in that way. This is a matter of theological speculation. And based on, and I'm sure there are different schools of thought, the one I'm most familiar with is the one that was developed by the schoolmen, the scholastics in the Middle Ages and their successors, and particularly Thomas Aquinas' version of this. What they would say is that Christ is definitively present in the Eucharist, meaning his substance is there, but the accidents of his body are not manifesting here. And so I would say, based on that understanding, I would say we are not receiving the accidents of Christ's body. If we were, we would look down and see, oh, there's a brown eye and black hair or something that. And so we don't seem to be receiving them in that way. What then, Austin asked about Eucharistic miracles. Well, Eucharistic miracles are instances where the Eucharist ceases to simply appear to be bread and wine and takes on appearances that correspond in some way to what Jesus would look like if he were here, or what part of him would look like if he were here. And I would say, well, Eucharistic miracles are ones where the accidents of what would be received have changed. God can allow Christ's accidents to manifest. He can, just like he can take away the substance of the bread and wine, he can take away the appearances of the bread and wine and replace them with something else, including accidents of Christ. So I would say Eucharistic miracles are a different case that doesn't tell us anything about what we're receiving ordinarily.
What a great question, Austin. Thank you very, very much. We very much appreciate it. It's a great kind of privilege to get to answer these questions day after day. And one of the things I think folks will notice is that many of the questions that Jimmy and the other apologists answer, and I don't think that this was the case in Austin's question, but often you'll notice in the way the question is asked, it's an obstacle question. This is something that is coming between this person and accepting Jesus as the Lord, or accepting the sacraments, or accepting the church, or some other thing vital to salvation. And moving people past those obstacles is probably the primary joy in what we do. You could be a partner in that by joining us in our pledge drive right now. We have a $15,000 match from a very generous donor. Any pledge matched up to $15,000 this hour. 888-318-7884.
And we've got 21 lines open for you right now, so no waiting.
We'll take a quick break while you call, and we will be right back with more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. Jimmy Akin here in studio with us today for 2 hours of Open Forum. We have a lot of fun doing Open Forum week after week here and all the other things that we get to do, and you make that possible right now. Almost every line open here in the offices of Catholic Answers. Our colleagues are waiting for your calls as we try to stay fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. I'm going to go back to the phones here shortly to get more questions for Jimmy, but let me thank just a few people. And some folks just selected randomly. Sometimes we get a nice comment and we want to read that to you, but Patricia just made a $15 a month pledge. Patricia, thank you very much. Saul, up in my neck of the woods, the town next to me, Vista, California, first-time donor, first-time monthly donor, $25 a month, got tripled. For us, it's $75 a month. I just want to read what Pamela said. Pamela from Washington said, the Catholic Answers folks are probably the reason she's Catholic today. About 4 years ago, she tuned in, and heard one of the guys say that Jesus started the Catholic Church, and it got her thinking. She'd always been skeptical of the Jimmy Swaggerts of the world and didn't trust any of the man-made Protestant denominations. Hearing about the Catholic Church in that light opened her eyes, and she quickly realized how much logical and historical sense Catholicism makes. That's the kind of stuff that happens. It only takes one time to hear the truth, and it can penetrate years and years of confusion and, in some cases, deception. And I'm not saying that's what happened in Pamela's case, but in many cases, folks are deceived by the world, and when they hear the truth, it's a great joy to them. We want to share that joy. You can support us in doing that by calling 888-291-8000. You want to go back to the phones? You got more?
Well, I was just going to say, right now we have 22 lines open for you. So 22 Catholic Answers employees. We've got more than that. Some of them are taking calls, but the ones that are just sitting there waiting for your call right now, there's 22 of them. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. As Cy mentioned, on the final day, it can sometimes be a little more challenging to get through, so this is a great time to call.
And I'll just let you know before I go to the phones, at the end of this hour, which is about 15 minutes away, we should be halfway funded, and we are currently $19,500 away from being halfway funded. So 15 minutes to raise $19,000. There's a match on for every new donor.
Look at how you inspire Cy Kellett people. He's actually doing math on the air.
I was kind of wondering.
He's breaking his own rule.
I was not sure if you were going to correct me, but I did pretty good, I think. I was in the ballpark.
I didn't check your math. I just noticed you were doing it.
Okay, yeah. I think it's a little less than 20,000 anyways. We got to do it in 15 minutes. I think
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I did, huh? All mm-hmm. right. Let's go to the phones. We'll let somebody else get a question in for Jimmy. Ronaldo in Maryland watching on YouTube. Hi, Ronaldo.
Hello. How are you guys?
Very well. Thank you. Go ahead with your question, Ronaldo.
Oh, and Jimmy, I think I'm the only one who understood your binary joke.
Awesome.
Could you call me later and explain it to me, Ronaldo?
I'll explain it off the air.
Okay.
Well, my question was about the Sacred Heart, what exactly is it? Is it like a worship of a body part, an organ? Is it a symbol? What is the Sacred Heart devotion?
So the Sacred Heart devotion, and there's more to it than I can cover, you know, in a brief radio answer, but it operates on more than one level. On one level, now, all the way through human history, the heart has been very important because of the fact that if it stops beating, we die. And so people have always known their heartbeat is important. They've also noticed that their heartbeat and their heart rate changes depending on what's happening. If you get very excited, your heart rate goes up. And since excited emotional states are ones where your heartbeat does go up, that has led some people in the ancient world in particular to think of the heart as the seat of consciousness. Because that's where, you know, they'll say, well, if I feel excited and my heart rate goes up, that suggests that my heart is associated with my feelings.
Yeah.
And so the heart all the way down through history has been understood as a symbol of the core of our being, of our inner self. Now, today we know that actually consciousness is more associated with the brain than the heart. But even today, we still talk about someone's heart as if it's like the core of who they are, and
right.
Say, bless your heart and things like that. Or
yeah.
I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
And we don't mean that literally. But the heart, based on human nature, has always been a powerful symbol. And so Jesus's heart is, of course, sacred because it's Jesus's, and it thus becomes a symbol of his love for the world. And that's one aspect, one way in which the Sacred Heart devotion operates. But there's another dimension as well, because Christ is an incarnate being, and his divinity is present, and going back to a term we used in a previous call, is definitively present in his body, meaning it fills his body the same way our souls do. You know, it's not like your soul is in one part of your body but not another.
Right.
And in the same way, Christ's divinity and his soul fill his body, and they're not like localized in one part rather than another. And because his divinity is united to the whole of his body, the whole of his body is also sacred. And thus it makes sense for people, like in the Gospels, to do things that are acts of devotion with respect to particular parts of his body, such as when the woman washes his feet with her tears and wipes them with her hair. That is a sign of devotion to him that is manifest towards his feet, but it's the whole person that mm-hmm. she is honoring. And in the same way, by honoring Christ's heart, even as a physical organ, you are honoring the whole Christ in that act. And so the Sacred Heart devotion operates on more than one level.
And thank you, Ronaldo. I hope that was helpful to you. Our number here to help with the pledge drive, 888-291-8000. We're coming to the last moments of this hour. We're going to get some more callers on here shortly. And then if you're on the line, hang on the line. We'll have Jimmy back for a second hour of open forum. We try to keep doing our regular day job while we come to you and ask you for your support. The way it works, Catholic Answers is not funded by the government. It's not funded by the church. It's funded by you, the listener. And we rely on you for that. It's different than the funding for your local Catholic radio station, which we pray that you will also support, or for your support of any network, or especially EWTN or something like that, which we also pray that you will support. Supporting us is different. We just make content. That's what we do. If you appreciate the content, if you believe this is the content that's needed out there, we'd ask you to support it. 888-291-8000 is the number to go to make your support. 888-291-8000.
And, you know, one of the things we talk about sometimes during fundraising drives are the biblical principles behind giving, because the Bible actually has a theology of giving. It talks about giving, giving to support God's work, giving to support the preaching of the gospel. And one of the things that it indicates is, well, A, that's something God wants you to do, and B, God will reward you for doing it. One of the things that St. Paul talks about, he mentions this, for example, in Romans chapter 2, is that God will give certain things to people who persevere in good works, and supporting the preaching of the gospel is a good work. And what he says there is that God will give such people So this is kind of like monthly pledges. They persevere in doing good. Every month they do some good. He will give glory, honor, and immortality. And so that's an eternal reward. He says it even more directly in Galatians chapter 6, where he talks about how those who have received God's word should share all good things with the one who teaches. That means support the teacher so the teacher can keep on teaching. And so if you've heard God's word, if you've benefited from all the discussion of God's word that we have going on here on Catholic Answers Live, well, then enact Paul's principle. Help keep the teaching going. Help keep sending out the signal. Help the message keep on reaching more and more people. And there, St. Paul puts it in a kind of an interesting way. He says, if you sow to your flesh, this is what he says immediately after this in Galatians 6. So he's expanding on what he means when he says support the teacher, the one who teaches God's word. If you sow to your flesh, which in context just means spending your money as you would on your own pleasures, you will from the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, meaning support the work of the Spirit by helping the gospel spread, by supporting teachers of God's word, then you will from the Spirit reap a harvest of eternal life. So God is in the business of giving out eternal rewards to people who help promulgate the message of his word and his teaching. So please give us a call. We've got 18 lines open for you right now. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works whether you're in North America or not. It works anywhere in the world. It works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even if you're listening delayed on podcast, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and support the show and reap those eternal rewards. And our newest way, since we don't have machine telepathy ready yet, our newest way to help support the show, you can text the word Catholic to 24365. Just think 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word Catholic to 24365, and you can make your donation that way as well.
As we come to about 8 minutes before the halfway point, we're about $18,000 away from being at the halfway point as far as the amount we need to raise. So we're close, and we can do that. Maybe if you are one of those folks who can make that larger pledge, now would be a good time to consider that, because if you can make a pledge of $1,000 or maybe $2,000, or we've even had folks do considerably more than that, maybe you could do $5,000, you can get us close to being on schedule. And on schedule would mean halfway to our goal as we reach the halfway point, and that's $18,000 away at the moment. I'm going to try to get one more call in before we go, because that's what we do here. Richard in Fort Worth, Texas, watching on YouTube. You are up next. Richard, try to be quick with your question, please.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My question is, what's the difference of the free will among three groups I want to list here? The first group would be Lucifer, Adam, and Eve, all before their fall. The second group or person would be the Virgin Mary. And then the third group would be everyone in heaven. So how is free will different among those three groups of individuals?
So in the first group, Lucifer, Adam, and Eve, prior to the fall, they had, and St. Augustine gave Latin terms to these possibilities, to these different kinds of free will. I'll spare you the Latin. But basically, it was possible for these individuals before the fall to either sin or to not sin. And then they chose to sin. For the Virgin Mary, the matter is the nature of her freedom has not been specifically taught by the church. It is taught by the church that she never in fact sinned. But it's an open question of whether she had the ability to sin. According to some theologians, she would have had the ability to sin. According to others, she was given a special gift called impeccability, which means you could not sin. So that's a difference between Lucifer, Adam, and Eve. They were not impeccable. They did, in fact, fall into sin. The Virgin Mary depending on your theological persuasions, may or may not have been impeccable, and then everyone in heaven is definitely impeccable. That doesn't mean you can't choose between different goods, but it does mean you can't choose to sin. And since we're going into a break, this is an ideal time to call. We've got lines open for you. The number is 888-291-8000. We need your help. We're at the halfway mark, and we're not quite halfway to our goal, so please give us a call. 888-291-8000. You won't miss anything if you call now.
You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or dial that number that Jimmy just said, 888-291-8000. We'll let you know how we did on the match and reaching our halfway goal. We'll be right back with more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live right after this.